I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Amy Marks Kors, Chris Ranji on 104.1 FM KMOX. And it is time to go to the guest line this morning. And by the way, we are glad to have you with us. And after one of the worst things that happens in the aftermath of a natural disaster, a tornado like came through St. Louis just over a month ago, is people taking advantage of it, or people taking advantage of insurance, or just any sort of, you know, things you shouldn't be doing as a human being. To talk about that with us, Angela Nelson, director of the Missouri Department of Commerce and Insurance, joins the show on 104.1 FM KMOX. Angela, we appreciate your time.
Well, good morning. Thank you so much for having me on this morning.
So can you tell us how people are being misled or being taken advantage of after something like that happens in the city?
So usually what happens is the most common incidences of fraud that we have heard, not just here in Missouri, but obviously in other states around the country, is the most common type is contractors that will come in from another state or alleged contractors that will come in from another state, and they will use high pressure tactics to convince people to either sign contracts with them that are not really good contracts, or they will attempt to take money from those individuals without ever actually intending to do the work. And so those are the big, big red flags for us that we want to highlight and bring folks' attention to so that they are mindful and aware and are you know, doing everything they can to be to avoid being taken advantage of.
So this would be something like, even if you have insurance, you know, say, okay, you're going to have a certain amount of money, maybe you don't have the insurance money yet, but they come in and say, hey, we see the damage to your house. Listen, we're in. We can do this now. We're going to give you a good price because, you know, we're on a time limit. And, you know, it could take a year. It could take longer if you don't go with us. So do this now. Just pressuring them, taking advantage of their uncertainty and their vulnerability after they've had their homes destroyed.
Absolutely. Big promises like that are a genuinely huge red flag. Okay. Of saying, oh, yeah, you know, other contractors will take, you know, 18 months to 24 months. We'll get you done in a year. That's a big red flag. The other red flag that we want people to be aware of is if you have a contractor that, for instance, would come in and let's say that you have an older home and it's got the standard, you know, Formica countertops is one example. Mm-hmm. We know, like, for instance, after the Joplin tornado, we had contractors that would come in and they would promise that they would negotiate for the homeowner on with their insurance company, and that they would get them granite countertops and, you know, all these upgrades. That is absolutely not true. That will not happen. That is another red flag and an indicator of someone who has fraudulent intent.
And just, Angela, on the timeline, would it be then that someone says, hey, it's going to take you 16 months? Because I have several friends who lost their homes. Thankfully, they do have, you know, resources. They have insurance. But they are being told it's going to take like 1 or 2 years to get it repaired. So let's say you already have that time frame in your mind. Then someone says, hey, we can get this done in a year. So you pay them. You might not even think to check on them for like, 8 months or something. And by that time, they're long gone. Is that a big concern, too, is that you've already kind of figured, well, I won't hear for a long time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And in those circumstances, they should not be giving any money to these contractors. They should not be giving any money outside of maybe perhaps a small amount of a deposit. They should be holding on to their money until the time that the work actually begins. And then, generally speaking, most contractors are only going to require a portion of that overall amount or estimate to repair to be paid up front so that they can purchase the materials and supplies. And usually you pay the balance of that once the repairs are completed. So again, we need folks to understand what to expect so that they can protect themselves from being taken advantage of.
So just to clarify, are these actual contractors with bad intentions or people pretending to be contractors?
It can be both.
Okay.
It can absolutely be both. And so that's why we tell folks, you know, when you're hiring, and it is the homeowner's right and obligation to choose their own contractor. Insurance companies can make recommendations, but you as the homeowner, you get to select who does the repairs on your home. And so we recommend that people get recommendations from their friends or family. If they don't have anyone that they can get a recommendation from, certainly within the city of St. Louis, they should make sure that that contractor is licensed with the city. They should make sure that they've, you know, done a check on the Better Business Bureau to see if that business is legitimate, if they have a lot of complaints against them from other, you know, customers. And certainly if it's someone from out of state, then I would definitely hesitate to enter into any contract with them and certainly not give them any money, because that is another, you know, potential red flag is people coming in from out of state to try to take advantage. And they may not be here in that period of time.
And will these contractors or pretend contractors, is it they just roll up to your house physically and come up to you and say, hey, I see you've got damage, or do they reach out by phone? How are they doing this?
I think it can be any one of the above. We have had circumstances where contractors have done unsolicited phone calls, unsolicited mailers. Mm-hmm. They have done unsolicited, you know, drive-bys where they literally, you know, drive through a neighborhood, walk up to doors. Those are red flags. You should probably not be, you know, hiring someone who has solicited you. It should really be someone that you have taken at least a few minutes of time to try to verify that they're a reputable company, hopefully with someone, a friend or family member that you know, before you ever think about truly hiring them.
We've talked about contract fraud, but I know also you need to watch out for like insurance fraud, if that's the phrase for it. What are you worried about with insurance companies and how they might take advantage of people? I know, again, a conversation I had 2 days ago said their insurance company comes at someone with what feels like a big sum of money. Like, hey, we'll give you $50,000 right now, because the insurance company knows it's going to cost so much more than that. But if the person takes that money, then they're kind of hosed. That claim is closed.
So that's a very common misperception, and I'm glad you asked me that question, because I would like to clear that up. So first off, that's not what we call insurance fraud. You know, if an insurance company is not handling a claim correctly, that's kind of a different bucket of issues. But insurance fraud is where people are intentionally, you know, submitting false claims, inflating claims. And we as consumers all pay for those types of fraud through higher premiums. But what you're really talking about are the concerns that folks have. And it's very common, for instance, for a homeowner's policy that provides replacement cost coverage. So that means eventually they're going to replace your stuff with like kind and quality, that they're going to help you rebuild or repair your home. And generally speaking, the initial payments that are made are done at a depreciated value. And that's just to get you started, you know, with your contractors, again, to make sure that you've got enough money to fully pay for all those repairs and have enough money to truly go through and replace all of your personal belongings. But your insurance company should tell you to keep your receipts. And as you are doing those expenditures, then you give those receipts to your insurance company, and then you will get what are called supplemental payments along the way. Okay. So what I would tell folks is they need to ask their adjuster, you know, for the total estimate of damage, what to expect, and then just to kind of walk them through very basically what the process is. Is this the last amount that I'm going to receive, or do I have an opportunity to, you know, if my contractor gets in there and they find when they tear out a wall that there's additional damage that your insurance adjuster didn't see, do I have the ability to come back and show you that additional damage and get extra money? The answer should be yes. But we want folks to just ask those questions, have that conversation with their adjuster. Now, having said all of those things, there are inevitably circumstances that come up in an insurance claim process where there are disagreements between a contractor about what needs to be done versus what an insurance adjuster believes should be done and what is maybe the insurance company's obligation. Homeowners do not have to, you know, enter into those negotiations alone. That is a service that our department provides. If a consumer, a resident, a homeowner believes that an insurance company is not paying them the full amount of damage and they don't believe that they're getting attention and they're not making headway, we want them to come to the department. They can file a complaint with our department. We will take a look at how the insurance company has been handling that particular claim. And if there are differences in what is the expectation of the damage, we actually try to mediate those differences for the homeowner. And we do that free of charge. And that, to me, is very important. They don't have to go out and hire an attorney. Attorneys could take, you know, 25 to 30 to 40% of whatever they recover. That means you got less money to repair and replace your stuff. Mm-hmm. So we want people to call us first because we're free and we have the resources and expertise to help folks through those issues.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com.
and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So you, this is the Missouri Department of Commerce and Insurance. Maybe this is a question you don't have an answer to, but is this similar to what the Illinois Department of Insurance does?
Actually, it is. Okay. Every state in the across the country has a Department of Insurance, and my colleagues in those departments around the country similarly have consumer affairs divisions that will accept complaints against insurance companies or agents, will investigate those and mediate if there's disputes and or resolve issues with insurance companies if they're not complying with the law or the policy that they issued.
So we heard Senator Hawley right in the aftermath of it was a day or two later, and he came down to survey the damage for himself, and he sort of put that warning out to companies like State Farm, and he named State Farm by name, that if they don't pay up, he's going to come after them. So is that the sort of thing where he empowers your particular organization to do something? What can he actually do?
So actually, we have been working very closely with Senator Hawley's office, and we are actually coordinating complaints that his office receives, and our staff will actually be investigating those. And that is because in the United States, insurance is regulated by the states. There is no federal regulation of insurance products. Each state, as I said, has a Department of Insurance, and we as a director here or a commissioner in other states are charged with protecting the consumers in our state. Our state legislators pass the laws of the standards that they expect insurance companies to adhere to within the state. And as director of this department, my obligation is to make sure that all insurance companies that are operating in this state follow every single law that the Missouri General Assembly has passed, and that they meet every obligation, every promise that they made to a policyholder under the policy that they issued.
And Angela, I also just wanted to bring this up as well. Charity fraud and what people need to look out for with what that is and how to spot it.
Yeah, again, I think that for most folks, you know, we've all had those strange text messages, right, that come up unsolicited on our phones. I think that's probably the most common one, or obviously, you know, emails that come through. I think most of us are very aware of the large charitable organizations that are very well known, not only for the wonderful work that they do, but they're very well known for being legitimate. And so I would really caution folks that if you get a solicitation from an organization that you've never heard from, please, please, please do not click that email. Do not click the link on your phone. Don't give that money away. We would really encourage you to focus your charitable efforts on those organizations that we all have known, long established within our communities, and let them do the great work that they do.
Angela Nelson, Director of the Missouri Department of Commerce and Insurance, we appreciate the information today. Thank you for joining us to talk about this, because we know that there are a lot of people out there who will get scammed, and it is no fault of their own, because this is, it's very confusing. And, you know, I know that emotions are high when something happens to your home. So thank you so much for talking about it.
Yeah.
If I could just add one last thing, just so folks know where to reach our staff. Mm-hmm. And again, I've got wonderful staff that do amazing work every day on behalf of Missourians. And I want everyone to know that we're here to help. They can find us at www.insurance, all spelled out, .mo.gov. They can file a complaint with us online 24/7. But if they want to call and talk to a human being, we actually have a toll-free number that they can call and they can chat about their claim. That number is 800-726-7390. And we're more than glad to help any Missourians that are having any issues or concerns.
Is that website different than dci.mo.gov? Or does it take them to the same place?
It takes them to the same place, but it's maybe just a little bit easier to remember with the insurance in there.
We'll give this information out again later on today. I know it is so needed. And Angela, thank you so much for all the information. Hopefully we can talk to you again and continue this conversation.
Absolutely. You all call anytime.
Thank you.
Thank you, Angela
Nelson with the Missouri Department of Commerce and Insurance. Also, for the Illinois side. Mm-hmm. I don't know if there is a simpler website, but their website is IDOI for Illinois Department of Insurance. So it is IDOI.illinois.gov. So if you think that, you know, maybe the insurance company you're working with is not above board, IDOI.illinois.gov.
I'm just going to editorialize very quickly here. There's a special place in hell for people who take advantage of those who have suffered a tragedy, lost their homes, their belongings, or loved ones. Just throwing that out there in case you're thinking of doing that. Seriously.
Well,
isn't there, don't you think, there is a special place in hell for those people, because that is awful to take advantage of people in this situation.
Yeah.
That's no, it. I mean, that's all I have to say.
Well, and I hope they take the threat seriously.
I do too.
Or I hope they don't go, it's down the road. I don't have to worry about that for a while. Because it's pretty amazing that you'd even think to do it. That you'd even think to take advantage of somebody who's just lost almost everything.
It's so cruel. Anyway, thank you to Angela, and that's good information. We'll give that out later as well.
It's Chris and Amy on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.